I remember reading an article about podcasting. I listened to podcasts prior to starting my own, but I remember specifically where people were saying that if you are going to podcast, you need to set real targets, real goals for yourself. While you are unable to control listenership, you can control content, release dates, release times, and episodes. And one of the things that it said was that if you're going to release a podcast, that you should set a goal for 100 episodes or you're not really doing it for real. And today I reached 100 episodes. I've varied the amount of episodes. I do a month, in a week, in times. At one time I was doing 2 episodes, releasing at specific times. Then I switched to 1 episode. I interviewed some people. I didn't interview other people. And it was just the evolution, the continual growth of knowing that I can do every type of platform possible for a podcast was really exciting. So as I just reflect on 100 episodes, I think about how I talked about my first book. Then I talked about the second book I wrote. I skipped talking about the first screenplay I finished, but it is exciting and I will talk about that in the future. I contemplated publicly about how or if I was going to interview people. I talked about the World Cup, politics, classism, some of my favorite topics, a current topic that still matters to me. I talked about Twitter. I think Twitter is very interesting. Whether we live in a democracy. I focused on Father's Day specifically because I felt like fathers were left out for a while. And, you know, but then I did do something for mothers later on. I interviewed students while I was teaching in a school. Then I talked to people about fitness, you know, Casey Wasiak in Fit in 42. I talked about teachers and whether they're professionals or not. I thought it was a very powerful topic. I decided to use my podcast as an educator to make sure people have information and try to create content that was sort of timeless. Talked about college football with some of my real good friends, Al, Jay, and Matt. Enjoyed that thoroughly. It was really good banter. I talked about language with Omar, and it was really cool because, you know, now I'm definitely more proficient in a second language, working on recovering my previous second language to make it a third language. Talked about the Premier League. It was really cool with some two good friends, Andrew and Billy. Relationship with money. Jackson, one of my trusted friends, a sound financial mind, as well as with Billy Swinton. And then, you know, just talking about people's fears and talking to my friend Alex and just seeing where he is and where his mind is. Talking about molding the minds of youth with my buddy LaDante, a college friend who has now 2 children. And he's molding minds as we go. Talk to authors. Olisa McKenzie was really good to talk to her about her book and how intriguing it was. And just reading it and seeing people that are your contemporaries grow and follow dreams. I talked to my lifelong friends from college, Chris, Donnie, and JB. Definitely a great conversation about just college life. And you can see the differences in evolution of life. Talk to some of my trusted life connections and compatriots with Carlos. It was a really, really good conversation with him. Teaching abroad with my buddy Elliot. Talked to him twice because we also talked about his time in China when COVID started. Talked to James Lee about DJing. As DJing is a low-key passion for me. I know my level is different than those that are professionals, but I do love hearing and blending the creation of others' people's music and spirit into your own creation. Talked about comedy, stand-up comedy, and how you can mix being a comic with a professional life with Chris Corrado. With Eric Cristiano, one of the things that I do love, as well as going to comedy shows, is getting a massage, being abroad, seeing how affordable it was. I tried to include that in my life as regular as possible. I reviewed very often because I understand that, you know, you need to go back and just show appreciation for the work you've done, but for the topics and content to get your mind and juices flowing. Talked about dating with Angela Holton. Fantastic conversation. I continue to see her grow and expand, you know, her reach and her influence in helping people. and talk to my boys again about, you know, just the NBA. And then talk to my cousins playing D1 college athletes, Omar, the Leston specifically, and Lusaka Polite about just, you know, the life of a college athlete and what it's like and how it's so different today as opposed to what it was before. My boy Sean Dorsey talking about the state of hip hop. Fantastic producer, love talking to him. My brother, man, my brother Sydney and his wife Janelle, we talked about post-military life and current military life. It was very, very amazing. One of my most listened to episodes, Life of Modern College Students, inspired by a previous episode with Kieran, River, and Kobe. Those guys are fantastic guys, just doing great things in life and continue to do so. Another thing, again, all personal interest, talking to Dr. Cabell and about dental health and how that connects to so many other things in your life. Then I had Jay come on, and he talked about, you know, just about things that he liked. And Jay hosted quite a few episodes. He hosted an episode dealing with Latino issues and some other issues. Jay was definitely a greatly appreciated addition to the show. Then we talked about beer. It was really cool. It was around Oktoberfest time, and I talked to my buddy Shannon and Matt and Andrew about that. And then we talked with some expats about life abroad, specifically in Colombia. This is before the protests that are going on, modern 2021. But just thinking about how to address and immerse yourself to learn the culture and enjoy the culture. We talked about lupus, still a mysterious, I don't know if necessarily it's a disease as much as an infirmity with my family, Tamika. And she's still, she's a Purple Heart warrior now. She's still a lupus warrior out there educating people and doing the best that she can, living her best life. I made sure during tax time that people got tax tips with Kevin Mays. And I know for sure he's been able to help a couple of other people I know directly. And then I really wanted to focus on a news story at the time. At the time, we were talking about Ghana and the year of the return, where many Black Americans went back to Western Africa, specifically Ghana. A lot of them were offered opportunities for citizenship, and talked with Razak about that. It was really, really great conversation to give insight about what goes on in Ghana. Talked to my buddy Trey, and we discussed his podcast and his ambitions, and he's continued to do great things in life. And then again, we continued about the NCAA tournament, the Super Bowl, and it was really interesting because during that time, this is when Kobe Bryant passed away. It was a very interesting, raw, real episode that I enjoyed participating in with my buddies Chris, JB, and Donnie. Talked to Josh Brown, a real estate guru in New York City. Definitely should check out Pushing Forward Realty if you're in the market or heading to or know someone who's going to be in New York City. And talked to my sister, April, about just life in New York. And, you know, because she works in college admissions and counseling to help people understand the balance of life necessary to be in New York City. Talked to Roger Phillips about the postcard views and his business venture. Visited with Roger a couple of weeks ago. Good to see him and see he's continuing to progress and be amazing. Talked to Emily Williams, a Charlotte Hornets cheerleader, about the art of cheer. And she was currently or recently on hosting a podcast herself. So it was really exciting to have her on the podcast to see her do her own thing. Celebrated my grandmother turning 88. She's 89 now. It's fantastic to see those things. Learned about some new things with the Au Pair program. Had no idea about the Au Pair program, and talked to Maria Fernanda or Mafe and Natalia about their experiences in Au Pair. Then, you know, talked to specifically some guys who supported Donald Trump. I would say they probably still do support Donald Trump. Talked to Dion and Jackson and William about their perspectives about the 2020 election and what they thought was going on and what they thought MAGA meant and their reasoning for supporting. And it was a very good conversation. Again, talked about the coronavirus, talked about the NCAA tournament during COVID, talked with Maria Overcash about ensuring your health and how vital that was. And then I talked to the opposite side of the 2020 election, where I talked to Matt, Shannon, and Todd about issues dealing with the 2020 election and the opposition to Donald Trump. Then I talked about Major League Baseball, and this is, you know, before it got delayed with Christian Huggins. He was then a college baseball player. He graduated college. Congratulations to him. Then I shared some beats that some guys close to me made. I had Lottie, that's Dion Hagler, who gave us some beats for workouts, and Class D, or Sean Dorsey, who gave us some. Then I talked to Chris Jones about the art of storytelling. This guy is not only a fantastic father, but a great real estate agent in the Charlotte metro area, but just a good guy to know. He's really adds dimension to your life. And then, you know, I put a couple of stories out that I was interested in, like the 2012 the alternative season, the NBA edition we wanted, with the Chris Paul trade going through with Kobe. I talked to Nenad about couch surfing while he was nearby. He is now in the African continent, couch surfing again, doing amazing things, loving seeing his pictures. Talked about The Last Dance and just the interest of it. Focused with Chris's brother, but in his own right, a man himself, Brian Jones, another good guy to know, great father, who focused on meditation and why meditation is important. Then I talked about spirituality and religion with Colin and Chris and Madeline and Brian. It was a really, really great conversation because it was about informing instead of separating. One of my favorite episodes was dealing with women in education, where I talked to Courtney and Anna and Jenna and Dr. Moore. It was just really fun because I really liked having the woman's perspective on education and where it is now. Then I talked to, obviously, the men in education with Anthony, Matt, Mike, and Alex. And it was really cool because I got an international feel, and they were able to kind of know and hear about what the women's perspectives, and they supported them 100%. One of the episodes that was suggested to me by my friend Tyree and his wife Tiffany was talking about Black American women conversations, specifically the community. And the conversation with Tiffany, Tyree, Donnie, and his wife Nikki, or in her own right Nikki, about the things that were addressing issues for Black Americans was so positive. Oh man, the Lake and Heap Journals with Sydney, with Franco, with Tyree, and rest in peace. We missed Kevin in this episode, but we just sort of remembered our time back in Lake and Heap and how important it was in the development of who we were. Then I focused on some music. And this is where Jay was hosting. We talked to Anthony Speedy Gordon. And it was interesting just to hear his perspective on what he was creating and what he was trying to do with his music. Then, again, I had a guest host where my cousins, LJ, Destiny, and Jaden, the young, up-and-coming, beautiful people who hosted, talking about, you know, the youth and how they dealt with COVID and school. Then we had Ron Brown, who talked about RTB Cigars, and I've watched him grow since that podcast, and it's been absolutely amazing. One of my favorite episodes to listen to, because Jay hosted that, was the music showcase with Stilo. My guy, I met him in DC. I knew him for a year, worked with him. Fantastic guy. I'm glad I was able to listen to that episode and get just soak in what he was offering. Jay again hosted another episode with David Ospina. He focused on cosplay. And that was, oh my God, the guy is so amazing. You definitely need to look at his pictures just to see what that is about and just understand how cosplay is a beautiful art. And then I had James Levin, who is a language coach, has his own business called English Arrow. He's doing amazing things teaching people and helping people advance in the English language across the world. I talked to Jonathan Jordan, and he's an esports athlete. It was beautiful to see that, specifically because of just what he did and what he's doing with esports. Then Thelma Navarro talked about public health, specifically in the times of COVID, and it was beautiful to hear her. I met her abroad, and just seeing her achieve her master's degree
and public health and doing those beautiful things has been great. I had another Natalia host for Colombia, and she interviewed Christian Daza, a lawyer in Colombia, helping out people, specifically expats, English speakers, and Colombians with their legal issues in the nation of Colombia. Again, I had Natalia again, same Natalia, hosted another episode speaking with Gendry Hernandez, a dancer here in Colombia. And she did a fantastic episode just speaking in Spanish and doing a little English and just pushing the episode to tell you how important your health is and how important dance can be interwoven. Then a music showcase with the heavyweights from The Fridge and Thaddeus Fathead. Beautiful, beautiful episode. Then an artificial intelligence and UBI episode with Colin Parent. Man, I love talking to Colin. I talk to Colin regularly. The guy has so many fantastic ideas and issues. One of the episodes near and dear to my heart, the continent. I talked to Africans that I knew specifically directly from Africa, Egypt, Nigeria, Ghana, Zimbabwe in South America. I talked with Ibrahim, Fien, Max, Razak, Anthony, and excuse me, and Renee. And it was beautiful just to get the different perspectives just about Africa. And then one of my favorites, because of just the way I connected with him, Pablo Segarra, another lawyer. He created a foundation called Nexus Latinx. He's down in the Dominican doing beautiful things, helping the Latinx movement become interwoven, understood, and embraced in the United States. And talked about politics being local with Raheem Francis Strayhorn. Loved it just right before the election. And to celebrate some special things to me, celebrated Ezra Jack Keats and his book Goggles on World Read Aloud Day. Then I did an interview, a fantastic three-part interview with Sean Morrison about his fantastic book. You should check it out, Tour Stories from Beside the White Line. Just a coming-of-age journey for a man who became a family man, who became a leader. It was a beautiful, beautiful episode. Then I did an episode with Kurt Hendricks. Again, another great guy that I met in recent times. Because I wrote a screenplay, I met him through a group of people who write screenplays to give feedback, advice, and etc. It was beautiful. Kurt is doing wonderful things in visual and written media. And one of the last episodes I did was a dedication to my aunt. She was my first teacher. Rest in peace, Aunt Elaine. She passed away a few months ago, and at the time of this recording. And I love her dearly. I look forward to receiving her spirit in whatever way I can receive it. And then I talked about specifically just informing people about what was going on in Colombia, dealing with the protests that are there. So thank you so much for listening. I've had thousands of listeners. It's beautiful. I'm flattered. I ask that you share the podcast. I got more episodes coming. I've asked a lot of people who said yes. And so it's just a matter of scheduling time and recording the episode. So with that, thank you. I love you all. 100 episodes of Voices of My Brothers, Sisters, and People brought to you by you. I love y'all. Be blessed. Be successful. Con mucho gusto, éxito para ti, y te amo mucho. Peace.